With no resolution of the federal budget stalemate over the weekend, the 18,000 New Mexico employees of the state's two national laboratories face job uncertainty after this week. Los Alamos National Laboratory employees were told that, barring a breakthrough, they'll be shutting operations by close of business Friday. If no resolution is reached in Washington, LANL will keep a small workforce to secure and safeguard its nuclear materials. Santa Fe City Council holds a special meeting tomorrow to review proposed city charter amendments. Such changes are likely to be the focus of a special election held concurrently with the March 2014 municipal election. Among changes being considered is an expansion of mayoral power, along with designating the post a full-time position with higher pay and barring other employment. Another meeting at the end of the month will seek to codify the final charter amendment questions that will be put to voters. A group comprised of 25 Latino youth will testify in Las Cruces today before the state legislature's Interim Water and Natural Resources Committee regarding the proposed Gila River Diversion Project. The group is concerned that the project, which would cost taxpayers about $200 million, will also end the Gila's status as the last free-flowing river in New Mexico. The group is part of the Hispanic Access Foundation, a national nonprofit working to expose more Latinos to public land and to the importance of preserving them for future generations. Interstate 25 in Albuquerque at the Paseo del Norte interchange tomorrow sees a start of an ambitious 14-month reconstruction. It's been estimated that the site in particular is used by some 155,000 motorists daily and is often the scene of traffic delays. The $93 million redesign is expected to create 3,000 jobs. Albuquerque is contributing $50 million of costs via gross receipts tax revenue bonds. The remainder is funded by a mix of county, state, and federal sources. A reminder that today is Columbus Day, a federal holiday. All city, county, and state offices are closed, along with Santa Fe Public Schools. Santa Fe Trail's bus service is on a Saturday schedule, as is the RailRunner commuter line. Weather for Santa Fe: sunny, breezy, and cool both today and tomorrow, with highs around 60 degrees. Overnight lows will be in the mid-30s. There's a 30% chance for showers tomorrow night and on Wednesday, perhaps falling as snow at higher elevations. I'm Tom Tropebridge, KSFR News.